The Sable Queen, Disc 4.
It took a while, but finally everything was in position. Stripped of all their barbarous apparel, the Flitchi were exposed for what they really were, a pathetic, primitive tribe of stunted weasels. They stood in sullen silence as Gaussim logboat crew beasts bound them securely, neck to neck, tail to tail, and paw to paw. Both Hares and the Witherspikes escorted the hobbling gang along the bank. Sniffy had chosen well. Three big weeping willows growing side by side spread their leafy canopy down to touch the stream current. To both sides and the rear of the willows, Django and his Gaussim were piling up mounds of dried brush, dead leaves and damp loam. The Flitchi wailed and moaned as they were bound to the trunks and branches of the willows. Diggs wrinkled his nose at them.
Oh, stop blubbering. A few days sleep and a blooming big headache when you wake should do you rot as the flipping world a good what? Cheer up now, chaps.
The entire supply of the dreaded herbs was spread on the mounds. Django was allowed the privilege of setting light to the fires. The Gaussim Logalog was in jovial spirits as he tossed lighted brands onto the heaps of combustibles, grinning from ear to ear.
Sweet dreams, you stinking villains. Come on now, all together. Breathe deeply. In and hold. And slowly out. There, that's the style. And I hope you're awake with a headache that'll last you half a season. You scurvy vermin. Now, how does that feel, mateys?
Standing clear of the fumes, every beast waded into the shallows to watch what would happen. The overhanging willows acted like an enveloping canopy, catching the smoke and holding it as it grew more dense. Dimly, they could see the Flitchi being punished for their misdeeds. With eyes streaming, the vermin stood bound to the willows, some trying to hold their breath, others weeping and moaning as they slumped into a nightmarish pit of dreams. Buckler shouldered his blade.
Justice done, eh, Django?
The shrewd chieftain clasped his paw warmly.
Aye, done, and seen to be done, matey.
Diggs winked at Sniffy.
You see, old scout, there's more ways to skinning a frog than feeding it till it bursts, what? Come on, let's go, but quietly, please. Don't want to disturb those chaps from their snooze.
The rest of the night passed uneventfully. They took a quick breakfast in the dawn light and set off upstream with the flotilla of logboats and the raft. The woodlands were still enclosed in the gloomy green-tinged half-light as they turned off down the side stream. The water was foul and stagnant because it terminated further up in a dead end. Much to the relief of every beast, the tree foliage thinned out, exposing blue sky and sunlight overhead. Logalog Django called a halt, whilst one of the Gaussim produced an earthenware jar full of an evil-smelling unction. Diggs sniffed it and gagged.
Oh, what a blooming pong! Is it some sort of secret weapon for chucking at the blinking enemy?
Taking a pawful, Sniffy began smearing it on his face.
This is shrew goo, mate. And you ever heard of it? Listen, we're going to be sailing through all sorts of stingy insects soon. Wasps and hornets, zingers and biters. The blighters will eat you alive if you ain't got shrew goo on your face.
Django began daubing the stuff on his head.
Sniffy's right. Those insects don't like the old shrew goo. They won't bother you if you smear some on.
Taking the Gaussim's advice, all the travellers applied the anti-insect unction to their faces, though not with any great relish. Tragedia wailed pitifully.
Alas, this fair maid will never again smell like dawn-dewed rose. Creatures will run a mile from me,